It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Good can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tua the program.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. It's a Monday Rewind brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. The Miami Dolphins victorious over the Raiders, 34-19. Jonnu Smith, he says the Dolphins got the best QB in the world. Antonio Pierce, he had nothing to say.
Nothing, dude.
Mike McDaniel, he always has something to say. He was asked about
losing does that to you.
Mike McDaniel was asked about Zach Sealer after the game.
Man, glad to have that big fella.
Dude, you're not kidding. Goodness. What a monster.
He's a giant. What a monster.
Him and Calais Campbell. Will you now admit, after seeing Calais Campbell get yet another sack, will you start venturing over to my side that what he's doing at his age is just as impressive as what LeBron is doing at his age?
No.
Why?
No. Okay.
I didn't like that after I made that argument. LeBron had his fourth straight triple double.
Like, what are you? He's like having a great season.
He's having a great season. Nobody's disparaging LeBron. What? Calais Campbell.
Yeah, you are. You are by comparing Calais Campbell to him.
I think it's football.
Here's what I would give you. You can put Calais Campbell, LeBron, Tom Brady in the same conversation as this. Both guys are still at their age. Those guys at their age are still able to play their sport at a high level.
Elite.
No, stop.
Elite. You wouldn't say Calais Campbell's elite?
Aaron Donald is elite.
You don't think this has been an elite season for Calais? Now, is it because he missed the block punt?
No,
gave up a first down.
He doesn't play every play. He plays, 30 plays a game?
Yeah, but those 30 plays, I mean, they're better than anybody's 30 plays.
Yeah, but that's what separates him from LeBron and from Tom Brady.
It's because they're ball hogs, dude.
No.
It's not his job. If his job was to have the ball, then it would be different. That's not his job.
If he played every play, I'd say, okay.
His job is havoc.
But when he gets tired, he can come out. LeBron and Tom Brady didn't have that luxury.
Okay, well, would you argue, though,
I gave you the argument.
I don't love it.
Really?
All you're saying is they're more famous. That's it.
No.
And would you agree with this? Would you agree with this?
Yeah, LeBron's more famous, and Tom Brady's more. They also did.
Better careers. Nobody's saying they haven't had better careers.
That's why I don't want to have this conversation.
Because you're not a grown-up.
Because what Calais Campbell is doing is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to take away from that by having your ridiculous argument.
It's not a ridiculous argument.
Didn't realize you hated Calais Campbell, Leroy.
LeBron spends $1.5 million on to keep his body the way that it is, right? At 40. Calais is just rolling out of bed. I mean, I'm sure he works out a little bit, but come on, dude. That's just that's just giant genetics.
Body by empanada.
He's walking out the cave. It's just what he's doing.
I'm like, I don't want to take away from what Calais Campbell is doing.
You can't take away from it.
But you have said, hold on. But what you have done is force me to have an argument against a person I don't want to have an argument against.
Right. But I don't think what I'm doing is saying anything bad.
You're going too far.
I don't think I am.
Okay.
It's just because it's LeBron and you love LeBron.
No.
It's okay. And no, I have all the respect in the world for LeBron.
It's not that. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I would say you can put him in the same conversation as Chris Paul.
Why?
Because that's compatible.
Why? That's not fair. Chris Paul?
Still able to play at a high level, but not Pro Bowl level or, you know, the level that they played early on in their career, but still pretty damn good.
I don't like it.
But that's an accurate
CP3
analogy.
That's what you're giving them? Spurs CP3, Thunder CP3, Suns CP3.
I'm just saying,
Rocket CP3.
Equivalent to it.
Are you giving him Warriors? Man, he's been on a lot of teams.
Yeah, he very quickly became a journeyman. When did that happen?
Crazy.
CP3, point guard, now journeyman.
Anyway,
they keep signing them $20-30 million checks.
His running mate, though, Zach Sealer. Michael Daniel had an interesting quote about him yesterday.
Man, I missed that guy.
Man,
2 weeks.
2 weeks too much. Stupid Liam Eikenberg poking him in the eye. I know nobody will cop to it, but come on. And you got to admit, like, Liam Eikenberg has had the behavior of an eye poker the last couple of games.
Oh, he's an eye poker, dude.
Zach Sealer, Mike McDaniel, he had some interesting thoughts on Sealer it on up.
Zach is, you know, personally, he's probably like my... he's my binky, I would say. I don't like going game day without him. He's the guy when we pray together in the locker room that sits next to me every single week. And a lot of guys have really, if they didn't already appreciate what type of playmaker he is for us. Every opponent ends up saying that he's probably better than they realized. And that's good for us. So hopefully they keep doing that.
Who's still sleeping on Zach Sealer? What idiot goes into the game plan? It's like 92.
Was that strangely like efficient? Like that sound?
For him?
Yeah. Like that was like 40
seconds.
He's
the most efficient after games.
That was
he's
crazy.
Tired.
That must have been because I was like, I didn't hear like the ums. He didn't talk in circles.
Now, Monday after press conference.
Oh, that's the worst. That literally
is doozy today.
Dang.
It's gonna be a doozy, dude.
I got to tell you, man, that Zach Sealer, he's a menace.
Menace, dude.
Love it.
What do you think Zach Sealer would say to being referred to as Mike McDaniel's binky?
He goes, "Yeah, I wear him with a rope around my neck." Oh, and then he'd go, "Oh, you meant I was his binky." I just
picture Zach Sealer putting him up on his shoulders.
You know what I start thinking of? Ludacris. We can't say the line. Well. But if Zach Sealer had Mike McDaniel around his neck on the chain.
When he says that he sits next to Zach Sealer praying in the locker room, like I picture Mike McDaniel in a Zach Sealer baby Bjorn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like
Zach Sealer's baby definitely.
Zach Sealer could swaddle Mike McDaniel.
Easily.
Just wrap him up in a blanket. And just swap.
I think he did after that Skylar Thompson performance. He's like, it's okay, Mike.
It'll be fine. It'll be good.
Shh, shh, shh.
But you notice, here's funny, and here's how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as Zach Sealer got back, Chop start making plays. Go figure that inside pressure.
Chop, chop.
He's all over he's all over the backfield. He might not hit nobody, but he is a menace.
No, his like pressure rates, all the metrics of him, he's been amongst the best in the league. It's
right. He just don't get the sack.
He got it last week though.
He got it 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
But like Zach Sealer's baby, like that thing, what is that binky made of? Like alligator skin?
That's what I'm thinking.
I feel like Zach Sealer whittles his
like
baby's
Zach,
own
Zach
binky.
Sealer's baby is holding like a Bud Light. And he's got facial hair already.
Man. Zach Sealer's baby has already trapped a Burmese python with its bare hands.
His blanket is made of like dehydrated meat.
He sleeps under jerky?
Yeah, exactly. Just jerky, dude. Middle of the night, doesn't need a bottle. He just bites his blanket.
Just give Zach Jr. some jerky.
When he's in preschool?
Oh, man. Zach Sailor's baby's going to have a deer head on his tricycle.
Yeah. Camouflage diapers for sure.
Absolutely.
Camo diaper.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. We're being silly. Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars is almost here. It's Wednesday, you rascals. It's presented by WQAM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. You guys can talk sports with us. The Silly Sauce crew is going to be there. Tobin, Leroy, Marcos.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Yeah. And I'm going to be hosting a game.
Are you?
No, but I'm going to throw that in there. Maybe
just suggestion box?
I mean, what are we going to be doing? You know, let's just do a little
game. What are we going to be doing?
We got time for a game, talking sports.
Yes. I mean, you didn't want me to turn off Prices Right today. You love games so much.
I mean, she was going to get the deal, dude. Like, she had it in front of her.
It's going to be at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. You guys can enjoy a sample of Aberfeldy 12-year-old single malt scotch whiskey and a cigar.
Wow.
From Drew Estate. That is this Wednesday in a couple days at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk, presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Also brought to you by the Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the Main Man. And by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up, 866-FAIR-FEE. Also, JFig has some concert tickets to give away.
Ooh.
Papa Roach and Rise Against are coming to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in 2025, and we've got your chance to go see them. Just keep listening to our show for details, and it's a Live Nation show. JFig says that's wild. I'm assuming that means she's excited about that concert.
Who is it? Papa Roach and who?
Papa Roach and Rise Against.
That's right.
I think Rise Against.
Rise
dude.
Against. I think I heard them at Rockville.
I saw, dude. I was. You want to know like things I listen to? I was like watching some YouTube this weekend. Nothing but Rockville ads.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
I don't know when
we started it. We started the trend.
Mm-hmm.
Now people want.
We made that concert.
Yeah, we did.
We made that concert, dude. The Heat. We got some Heat news. Heat are back at it tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers at 7:30. Preheat begins at 6:15. Joel Embiid, this is just coming across the wire, he has been downgraded to doubtful tonight.
Ooh.
Illness.
Oh, yeah.
Illness.
That's that poppy steak for a whole weekend. That's that illness, dude.
What, pray tell, could make Joel Embiid ill a week in Miami?
Alcohol poisoning?
Very interesting.
Very interesting indeed.
So the 76ers, I don't believe they have Tyrese Maxey today either. So it looks like it's going to be Paul George and them boys against the Heat, which have to wonder. I wonder if that's going to make the Heat, if that's going to affect any of their decisions with Jimmy tonight or what that's going to do. You know, who knows? But we will find out. But Joel Embiid, very much seeming like he is out. Tonight. He is listed as doubtful with an illness tonight. No Joel Embiid. Jimmy Butler? I mean, it's probably, but we don't know.
You mean the American Nico?
Dude. What? This is adorable.
Something's going on there.
Well,
there's a bromance brewing.
It's been brewing.
Been there for
this
sure,
is what
sure.
We know. Like, Jimmy's had Nikola Jovic's picture in his locker. Remember, he traveled to a G League game for him.
Yep.
He has him dine with him on the road. Mm. And so Nico, you know, he lost last night, but on Friday night, that was a good game. And Nikola Jovic, dude, with the mask, the Zorro mask.
That mask a little bit pointier than I remember.
You know what? I'm tired of everybody just having to point out what his nose looks like. His nose is his nose.
All right.
His nose is his nose.
Rip Hamilton's mask would never.
He is right. You know what? People have different faces.
Okay.
People have different faces, Frog Boy. We don't have to point out that the beak looks a little beaky.
Just a little beaky on that one. Space when Jimmy Butler was wearing that.
Jimmy Butler supported him by wearing the mask the entirety of the game on the bench. And Nico, do you have this? Nico was asked about it afterwards, Leroy, and here's what Nikola Jovic had to say. You need a couple minutes here, Froggy?
I thought you brought it up, I found the clip. No, that's my fault. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's in Daily Sound.
No problem. 30 seconds minimum.
But did you see that, Leroy? Did you see? And by the way, it was good to see that game on Friday. The best thing to see was Bam. Bam had the game was kind of slipping, little momentum, because Kevin Love came out and he did this thing where he scored 15 points in 3 minutes. It was crazy.
That's my favorite thing to do.
I was like, what is this? He couldn't miss. There are times where Kevin Love, like, he generally just makes it 2010. And he's just like, guess what? I'm going to be 2010 Kevin Love for like 8 minutes. And you guys. Yeah.
And this is what I mean about Calais Campbell. Kevin Love can come in and give you 8 of the best minutes you've ever seen, and you start thinking, and then he gets to 9 minutes, and you're like, okay.
No, that's not Calais Campbell, though. That's not Calais Campbell. I don't like what you're doing. Now you're making Kevin Love.
He plays a limited amount of plays. Do you realize that, right?
I understand, but his play in those limited amount of plays, he leads the team in all negative defensive plays, like tackles for loss, sacks, forced fumbles, pass deflections. Like, and you're telling me he's doing that in a limited amount of plays, which would make it even more impressive.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Anyway, Kevin Love, they got the lead up to like 22, right? And then Rick Carlisle, he pulled all his starters. He was embarrassed by them, which he kind of knew that they were going to come out with a lot more energy yesterday. But in that Friday night game, so then they bring in the scrubs, and the scrubs start making a comeback. Thankfully, Bam Adebayo, he said, enough of this bleep, and he actually started making jump shots. And he was
A couple of threes.
He was peacocking, dude. It was great to see. Much needed for Bam Adebayo. But Nico also had a tremendous game. And afterwards, he was asked about Jimmy Butler being a big, fat copycat. Here's what was said to the reporters.
Having all these fans around, you know me, and he just trying to be cool. That's it, yeah. Not much more than that.
So you are the Serbian Jimmy Butler?
Or he's American me. What was it like to see Jimmy wearing a mask on the bench?
It's funny. American Nico. I mean, first of all, the first question was just ridiculous.
Why?
So you're Serbian Jimmy Butler?
That's a great question.
It's a good question.
It's a great question.
Ask a question with another question. No, he's Serbian Nico.
That's great. That's a point for Nico.
Yeah.
Other craziness happened this weekend. That was Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul.
Oh.
Now, can I preface this by saying this?
Are you going to make this about you and Chuck Norris?
No.
Okay. I would like
to. Oh, but I can.
Can we go down
Please
that?
Please don't.
Okay.
So, let me just say, I get everybody wanted to see Tyson and Jake Paul, but the fights before that were unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And it got to the point after the two ladies fought, Taylor and was
Serrano.
Suarez. Was it?
Amanda Serrano.
Serrano, right. After those two fought.
Completely robbed, by the way.
Yeah.
Robbed, dude.
They couldn't do nothing for me. So I wasn't going to be disappointed in the card, no matter what happened between Jake Paul and Tyson.
I understand, but nobody was there.
That fight was so good.
It was a great fight, but nobody was there to watch that. Like, everybody was there to see the clown show.
But I'm just saying, I wasn't either. And listen, Netflix.
Bro.
If you want to hang out with the big boys,
Why do they suck at this? I don't understand. How does a company that's so ahead of everybody on the streaming game, why are they so bad at this?
Streaming.
How is this happening? I don't understand.
Live streaming.
I don't understand this. Like, I had made a love.
Live streaming is different.
I had made a love is blind joke on Twitter, but apparently the Love is Blind like reunion or finale was live. Also terrible. This was a big issue.
It's live versus.
But Leroy, they have more money than everybody in the streaming world.
I know. It's still, listen, no matter how deep you are into the game, once you venture into something new, right, you may even outdo yourself.
They have Christmas.
I personally think that more people watched those two events than they thought would.
How?
I don't know.
How? How is that possible?
I don't know. They need to fix it before they start getting these NFL games. Before
it's Christmas. They got it coming up.
I'm going to tell you, buddy. Now, how many people watched that Jake Paul Tyson?
They are claiming they had 65 million viewers.
Which is ridiculous.
Yep.
No, but I believe it because it's worldwide.
I believe it too.
And what about the old Indian showboat? The boxer. The guy was from India. Showboat.
Oh, was he in the undercard?
Yeah.
I didn't see that fight. I only saw Serrano Taylor.
Wait. He humped the guy.
Did he?
Got him in the corner, turned around, he started humping him.
I've seen that move before.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, we gotta be fair. That's good offense.
What?
Blue Chew.
Not yet.
No. Not your thing, Frog Boy. Not your thing.
But it was bad. It was like, you know.
It was a terrible.
Great that everybody was there for the undercard, but like Mike Tyson barely could get to the ring. And it was very sad. And if anybody should have had a car take him to the ring, it should have been Mike Tyson. And it was rough. He was.
You could tell when he was walking back to the corner. You could tell. And on the way to the ring, you could tell he shouldn't be fighting.
Yeah, 100%.
Because it took him a long time. It took him longer than it did the car.
I don't know who thought that was a great idea. I don't know. Like you should have used the bullpen car like it was major league. Like I don't. Yeah. Who thought having
that was a long walk.
It was a long walk. It was a long walk.
Are you shocked at how many people went to Jerry's World to see it?
No.
No?
Mike Tyson's an icon, dude. Like he makes people feel feelings in sports that like nobody else.
Yeah.
Like nobody else. And tricks people into disbelief. Like tricks people into thinking, oh, he's gonna turn back the clock. And we talk about Father Time all the time. We've been making fun of Aaron Rodgers, all that type of stuff. Dude, there's nothing that ages you quicker and you'll notice it faster than fighting. Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing.
Look at Stipe this past weekend. I mean, Stipe, like, that wasn't Stipe. John Jones whooped his ass, but also Stipe was 42. You know, like it was noticeable how much slower he moved. And to have this idea that Tyson was going to do anything against Jake Paul, I mean, crazy.
And if you had any thoughts that there was a chance for Tyson, it was gone within the first 15 seconds of the first round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He did that one swing, and it was like,
well, you could just see, like, Roy Jones could immediately say.
Now, he moved. The funny thing is, he moved. He was moving and bobbing and weaving and
he had
stuff
a couple,
like that.
He had a couple
bob and weaves. It almost looked choreographed.
He had a couple bob and weaves in there, dude. But, like, when he was straight up, like, you could see. Like, first of all, he had a giant knee brace on.
Right. And by the way, I know Roy been around the game a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson been biting his glove forever.
He has been.
Why did he keep bringing that up?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
But Tyson always did that.
Well, Tyson explained it afterwards. This was him with Ariel Helwani in the ring.
The broadcast team was debating what you were doing with your glove. Was it a mouthpiece issue or were you just biting on your glove? What was that? Could you tell us?
Oh, I have a habit of biting my gloves when I fight, yes.
Why do you do that?
I have a biting fixation.
I've heard about that. I don't want to know more.
He does like it because of the way the fight was going, it looked bad. But even when he was doing it, I knew he always does that.
Yeah.
Well,
I was more worried about the walking. Like that was
my goodness. dude.
Like, you could just, like, him trying to step forward looked like a problem. And I got to get, like, you know, I'm giving Jake Paul no credit for doing this because he ski masked everybody. Once again, because you guys all believed, or people actually believed, that Mike Tyson had a chance. And by the betting lines, I'm serious. Like, they said it was the most bet on fight in DraftKings history, and Mike Tyson's odds just kept going down. So you guys actually were betting on this old man, which makes you stupid. And the only thing I can give Jake Paul credit for is thank you for not murdering that old man. Thank you. Because he could have really hurt him. I know, like, Dana White came out at
a couple of times where he got carried away and, you know.
Yeah, like, I know Dana
slowed down.
I know Dana White said yesterday, because he likes to take pot shots, he said afterwards, like, I told you Jake Paul could do nothing to Mike Tyson. No, he chose to do nothing to Mike Tyson.
Dude. Oh, my
God.
Dude,
he chose to do nothing to Mike Tyson, Dana. And, yeah, the one thing I'll say, though, I don't know really where Jake goes after this. You know, like, I don't, you know, I think this is kind of it. I think we're not going to see him fight for a long time. Because I don't really know. What do you do after this?
Yeah,
who
I'm
do you fight?
There's no real, because I'm like Connor, but that's not going to happen.
Connor's not fighting.
It's not going to happen.
So,
yeah, that's
what
options.
What if he, like, he can't really go into the ring with somebody who, you know, like, what were they talking about? They were talking about he should fight the,
he said, he was asked about Canelo, and he's
not Canelo. He can't fight Canelo.
He's not going to fight Canelo.
He's not going to fight Canelo. Canelo's not going to fight him. Canelo doesn't need him.
Yeah. What about Wilder?
Wilder, there it is.
I said that. I said if the only thing people want to tune in for is to watch him get obliterated. So the only thing that you could do is fight it. You could fight Deontay Wilder. You could fight Francis Ngannou, but he's not going to do that. Like, why is he going to put himself in a place? Like, that's the thing. That's that. Do you guys not realize this is the trick? I keep explaining this to you. The entire trick is put somebody in the ring with me who I obviously will not lose to. But you think that I will. If I fight somebody that I will lose to, that's not fun for me. I like to make you think I'm going to lose, but I have no chance of losing. That's why I put myself against a senior citizen. But you boomers went out there thinking, oh, it's going to be this time. He's going to dial it up. Let me just get this straight. Ooh. You guys think he's going to go in there with 6'7" Deontay Wilder with hammers, and he's going to fight him? You crazy? But I really don't know what he does otherwise. I think his next move might be MMA. Like, I think that might be his next thing.
What about Cap for Life, Seb Masvidal? Boxing background?
No. I just feel like he's done that. You know, like, I don't think...
He's too much bigger.
You guys know I love Jorge, you know I love Jorge, and Jorge's making his return to MMA anyway. He's going back to UFC. Okay. He'll fight on the Miami card. But,
nice.
He's fought Nate. He's fought Anderson Silva. He's fought Tyron Woodley.
Yeah.
I just feel like you've gone to that well too many times. So unless it's
makes sense.
A Francis Ngannou that people think he's going to get demolished. But now maybe his next fight is an old MMA guy in MMA because he's got the partnership with the PFL.
Oh.
So that could be like his next thing. But no, he's not going to do that. Fight Deontay Wilder. He's not going to fight Francis Ngannou.
Who would be a respectable? Because you know the trick. You just explained the trick now. Who
he
would
can
be
also
the
have a
trick?
Rematch
with Tyson?
No,
not with Tyson. Please, no.
He should fight Tommy Fury. That's right, his brother. Did.
I don't think enough people care about Tommy Fury. First of all, he's a pig who left Molly May.
Whoa, he did.
He's a pig.
What?
Yeah, he cheated on Molly May.
What?
With multiple women because he was partying with Chris Brown.
Makes sense.
I hope Darren Till takes your head off, Tommy Fury.
Whoa,
you bum.
Damn.
So
he did that.
Would that be the first fight where they want Jake Paul to knock him out?
I don't know.
That's the whole.
Probably in England, they probably do.
Jay Fink didn't even know.
Yep.
It's just like this is
pig.
This is horrible.
A handsome pig.
A handsome, very, very, very
dreamy-eyed pig.
Brown-eyed, perfect hair, chiseled body, pig. Handsome, by the way.
Velvet. Dreamy. Take a break. Back after this.
Shows you might have missed.
Bum, 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 bum.
This guy's a bum.
Ha ha! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to gather around the locker room.
Yes, sir.
And Leroy will hand out his game balls in game. Boom. Boom. What do you got, Leroy?
I think I'm going to give a game ball to Zach Sealer.
Yeah.
Like, you don't realize the impact he has made since he's come back. But it seems like everybody on that offensive line, or defensive line, business has picked up since he's gotten back. And so, what an unbelievable game. The guy's all over the place. He ain't the fastest, but he always seems to get where he need to go. Whether it's making a tackle for loss, a sack, running down the line of scrimmage on a screen pass, all over the place. So, good to see him back. Hell of a game. Kind of makes it easier for the other guys on the defensive line. And I can tell you, that's not what anybody thought he was going to be when they re-signed him. That he was going to make that much of an impact. So kudos to him. My game bum. Let me tell you something. I don't know how intangibles feel about wildlife. Y'all like playing with the animals and what have you. The other day, I was leaving my house early in the morning. And I was driving and an animal jumped out of the bushes in front of my car.
What?
So I thought it was just a neighborhood cat.
Hmm.
Snickers. So I got out because I thought I ran over him. Walked to the front of the car. I say, Snickers, Snickers. It was a damn raccoon. And he stood up and
Did he attack you?
No. He didn't have time to. I got my car. So you better move. I'm going to run over you.
Okay. Yeah. You were looking for Snickers. That was a Twix. Definitely different. Definitely angry. A little bit extra. They have rabies, right? Those are the ones that have rabies?
Not all of them have rabies.
Not all of them.
I mean, but they are capable of carrying rabies. By the way, listen, possums are not.
I was going to say,
can I call it a timeout? Because
a guy's
roaming through my house. Go ahead.
Leroy's dealing with an AC issue today.
Fine. I'll give you my game balls and game bums from this weekend.
Who is your game balls and game bums from the weekend?
My game ball from this weekend goes to Amanda Serrano.
Great fight, dude. Great fight, even though she got screwed.
Screwed for sure. But I think the best thing that has happened since this whole Jake Paul thing started was the introduction of Amanda Serrano to the public, because every single time he has a fight, she's always on the the penultimate fight, and she always does a great job. So she definitely
did great. She did do great. Everything good, buddy?
Right. Yeah, they after some a few words, they're not going to charge me.
Oh, all right. Oh,
because here's the deal. I had two units installed 3 years ago.
Okay.
Last year, I had a Freon leak, and they told me, hey, these things happen. You know, we just installed the unit.
Mm-hmm.
That's from the manufacturer or whatever, or the Freon leak. They charged me like $800.
Yeesh.
The same thing happened to another unit a year later. And I'm like, no. Buddy, I said, I'm going to raise all kinds of hell. You don't want none of this smoke. No, sir.
Man.
No, sir. And I couldn't tell him to nobody because he don't speak English, so he don't know. So they called, and I'm like, listen, wait a minute. Wait. She goes, well, we just install it and whatever. I said, but you got the money? So, like, you decide to sell that unit. So they said, you know, well, which is probably, now I'm thinking they probably shouldn't have charged me for the last one.
Yeah, to fix sure. It. I mean, you're already 800 down. The least they can do is look out.
They owe you somebody to go in there and just fan you.
Yeah, literally.
right away, too. Yeah, hey, let me tell you something. You at home, it's at night, it's about one of them 83, 84 degree nights. You turn on your AC, you lay in bed. You know if it ain't blowing cold there.
Of course.
And so I went outside a couple of days ago and tried to listen. It was trying to blow cold air. I said, Mel, we got to shut it off. She said, well, I'm going to sleep where the AC is. She just left me hanging.
Wow. Rats off a ship?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's sleeping out there on the couch. I'm just, and it's, thank God it's been cool. So it hasn't been hot.
Right.
Right. So it's been cool. It's
time to happen.
Right. Time to happen. It's going to get cooler this week, folks. Yeah. We go get our first little cool down. Yeah. You and your significant other have a little cuddle time, right?
Yeah.
I have two games.
Hey, am I the only one that want to go see Red One?
I mean, I will go with you if you need a friend to go.
No, you got kids. Kids don't like to see Red One.
My son, what's the next one he wants to see? He doesn't want to see Red One. Oh, we're seeing, for sure we're seeing Sonic 3. That's what we have. Red One. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 is coming out,
because
I think,
your
on
son
December
20th. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I think that's.
Like, everything he does is very aggressive.
Yeah, that's already set in stone. That's already set in stone. We're doing that.
Hey, I used to think that the previews were for me, but for kids, they mark their calendar.
Oh, yeah.
My daughter may not be able to remember something from school, but she will come to me all the time and say, hey, isn't that movie coming out this week?
I'm very lucky.
You know, 2 months ago when we went and saw that one movie and we saw the previews, yeah, I think it's coming out this week.
Thankfully, I dodged Wild Robot. I thought for sure I was going to have to see Wild Robot.
I did see that one.
Did you cry?
That one. I didn't finish it, but it seems like it's going to be a tearjerker. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, I can do without this one.
I saw my wife watching the dumbest movie. On Netflix, Hot Snowman.
What?
I'm sorry. What's?
Yes, that's what it's called.
That doesn't work though. You can't.
Is that the one on Netflix? Yes. She falls in love with Jack Frost.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a preview for that.
That it's called. I think it's called Hot Snowman.
I'll be the judge of that. How hot
I'm
is
like,
this? Oh,
she okay. says, "Ooh, new movie out. You want to watch it? What's the name of it? Hot Snowman." Nah, I'm a pass. She goes, "Yeah, it sucked."
Not surprising.
Handsome though.
Take a break.
Yeah, but what? Like, who cares? Like, a snowman need to be a damn snowman. And if it's 85 degrees or 90 degrees, you know he ain't supposed to survive. So what is he doing that would enable him to survive? And then all of a sudden, he looked like he melted.
We'll get into the more of the NFL weekend as the Dolphins were victorious 34-19. Their path to the playoff is clear. But can they stay on that path? That's next.